Hi, Lark. Welcome.
Thank you, Seidel. Hello, how are you?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to
Good.
getting a little bit more clarity on the mental space.
Oh my gosh, you called the right girl. So I guess I'll just jump right in. Today we're going to talk about mental clarity, right? So just by way of context, I am a mental fitness trainer. And what does that mean? It means that we spend so much time looking after our bodies and looking after our diets, but very rarely do we spend as much time thinking about how do we take care of our mind. And so what I work with people to do is to get more mentally fit. And what does that mean? And how does it show up in your life? Basically, that means that you go about your day and things that would ordinarily make you really upset. You are now able to handle those things with a lot more grace and from a place that allows you to explore a little bit more, to be a lot more creative with your solution making, to be able to navigate to what is the desired outcome. Like when I look back at this at the end, I want to be proud of how I responded and not just react. So that's what I work with people to help them achieve. Right. So I am reminded of a young woman that I spoke with recently, who is a consultant. She works for a large organization and she is what's called on the bench, which means that right now she does not have a project on her plate. In addition to that, she's recently divorced, so she's now adapting to a life of being a single parent, something new that she never had to contend with before, right? And so she's in what I call chaos. And if anybody's been following me for a while, you know my tagline is chaos to clarity. And so, in our conversation, what I'm seeking her to build on is her capacity to become more clear with what her desired outcome is, what her desired emotional state is, so that it can serve her. Because right now, she's complaining about not being able to sleep much. She's eating a bunch of crap. And that's because primarily she is in an unhealthy mental state. So she's using food as her crutch. She is lying awake at night, tossing and turning, and living in every experience that possibly could happen. None of it is reality. And mental clarity in her particular case would look like being able to go to sleep at a reasonable time and truly getting in a few hours of restful sleep. So that's what, in that case, we work toward. Now, how do we do that? It is so shockingly and surprisingly simple that it is underestimated. So there are basic things we can do, and I'm just going to throw a few things out there. Feel free to Google it and find more in-depth videos on YouTube or whatever. But some very basic ones. One of my personal favorites is called box breathing. And what is box breathing? That's basically, in the form of a box. So you take three counts to inhale, you hold at the top for three counts. You slowly release to the count of three, and then you just stay empty for three. And I like to be sequential. So if I do it to the count of three, then I'll do it three times. If you have that lung capacity, you could do it for four or five, and then repeat it five times or four times. That is an amazing little tool to regulate your nervous system and your whole mind quietens down. So that monkey mind that wants to pull you in 10 different directions just gets silenced. And in that space that you create for yourself, you're then able to come up with better solutions. You're better able to evaluate your situation and with clear focus, be able to say, all right, this is what has happened. This is where I actually need to be. let me start to evaluate what resources are at my disposal so that I can proceed in a manner that serves not just me, but my family and my community. So I think in my allotted time, I have hopefully given a little insight there into what mental clarity means and how it could show up for us.
On your journey to prioritizing you, be selective with your time. Try to spend time with people who uplift you. Do activities that energize you or soothe your soul. Forgive yourself. Take care of your mind and body. Live fully and authentically. And blow bubbles. Thanks for listening. And tune in next week Thursday on 7 Good Trouble Rubble Minutes with my next special guest. Until then, peace, love, and rubble on to a more balanced you. Welcome to 7 Good Trouble Rebel with the Cause Minutes with a special guest. The podcast that empowers you to challenge the status quo and create positive change in just 7 minutes. I'm your host, Seidel, founder of Rebel with the Cause, and today we are delving into the topic of mental clarity. Mental clarity is the state of having a focused and calm mind, free of distractions and confusion, and it allows us to make better decisions, maintain emotional balance, and live a more purposeful life. A huge challenge, right, in today's world. So join us for the next few minutes as we unlock the power within with Coach Lark.